Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, always exciting to jump into a new one.
This time, we're going to dig into something I think we all wonder about.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
What makes those truly great teams tick? You know, those groups that just work, that seem to reach a whole other level?
Oh, absolutely. The ones that make you think, how do they do that?
Exactly. And luckily for us, Daniel Coyle, in his book, The Culture Code, kind of cracked the code for us.
Oh, I like that. Crack the code. Very appropriate.
Right. So he went in and bedded himself with some crazy successful teams.
Like, who are we talking about here?
Okay, picture this. Pixar, the San Antonio Spurs, even SEAL Team 6.
Wow. Talk about a range. But what do those groups even have in common?
That's the thing. It's not about what they do. It's how they function as a team.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Spill the beans. What's the secret sauce?
Well, Coyle boils it down to three core principles: safety, vulnerability, and purpose.
Interesting. Those sound kind of simple when you just list them off like that.
I know, right? But he breaks them down in a way that's like, oh, that's what they mean.
All right, so walk me through it, starting with, let's see, safety. How does that play out in a team?
So it's not just about feeling comfortable with your teammates. It's deeper than that.
Oh, more like psychological safety, though.
Exactly. It's that feeling of, I can speak up, share any idea, even if it's kind of out there.
And know that you're not going to be ridiculed or shut down. You're actually encouraged to take those risks.
Yes, because that's where innovation comes from, right?
Yeah.
Being willing to experiment, to maybe even fail a little.
Totally. You can't have growth without some stumbles along the way.
Okay, now, this next one might seem counterintuitive, especially in a work setting. Vulnerability.
Ooh, yeah, that one tends to make people nervous.
Because we're conditioned to project this image of strength, of always having it together.
Right, showing weakness is almost taboo in a lot of professional environments.
But Coyle says that's where we've got it all wrong.
Really? You're saying that letting your guard down can actually be a good thing?
Not just good, essential. True strength comes from acknowledging our limits, our imperfections.
I never thought of it that way.
It's about being able to say, hey, I'm struggling with this, or can someone help me with that?
And that opens the door for others to do the same, building trust and stronger connections.
Exactly. And finally, purpose. Seems straightforward, but it's more than just a mission statement on the wall.
It's got to be something everyone truly buys into, something that drives them.
Absolutely. That shared understanding of why we're doing what we do.
Where every little task, every meeting contributes to something bigger.
Yes. And when you have that, it's amazing how teams can move mountains. It's like that shared energy becomes its own fuel, right?
Totally. And you know what's cool? Coyle doesn't just talk theory. He gives us real-world examples.
Oh, yeah. He went behind the scenes with some fascinating groups, like Pixar, for instance.
Ah, Pixar. Everyone loves Pixar. But what makes their team so special?
Well, according to Coyle, one of their secrets is this thing they call brain trust meetings.
Brain trust meetings. Sounds kind of like a, I don't know, self-help seminar or something.
Not quite. It's actually way more interesting. Imagine this.
Okay, I'm all ears.
At Pixar, anyone, and I mean anyone, can critique anyone else's work during these meetings.
Hold on. So like an intern could give feedback on the next big Pixar film.
Yep. And it's not just accepted, it's encouraged. And here's the kicker.
There's got to be a catch. What stops it from becoming a free-for-all?
Because they've built that foundation of safety. Everyone knows it's not personal. It's about making the project the best it can be.
So they're open to feedback from all levels, regardless of experience or title.
Exactly. They've found that sometimes the most groundbreaking ideas come from the most unexpected places.
That's so cool. Okay, so Pixar's killing it with safety, but what about vulnerability?
Right. Well, Coyle also dove into the world of professional sports, specifically the San Antonio Spurs.
Ah, the Spurs. A legendary team, known for their consistency, their dynasty.
And at the heart of it all, their coach, Greg Popovich. Now, think about your typical coach.
Usually pretty tough, command a lot of respect, maybe even a little intimidating.
Exactly. But Popovich, he does things differently. He's not afraid to show vulnerability.
You mean like admit when he makes a mistake?
More than that, he embraces it.
No.
He'll openly acknowledge his own shortcomings to the team.
Wow, that's pretty powerful coming from someone in his position. What's the impact on the players?
It builds trust. They see that it's okay to not be perfect, to ask for help when you need it.
And that trickles down, creating a culture where everyone feels comfortable taking risks and supporting each other.
Right. It's like, if the coach, this legendary figure, can be vulnerable, then so can we.
Okay, I'm convinced. Vulnerability is key. So we've got safety, vulnerability. Yes. What about purpose?
Right. Well, for that, Coiled takes us into the high-stakes world of SEAL Team 6.
Oh, wow. Talk about a group with a clear mission.
Right. And that's exactly Coiled's point. Their purpose is non-negotiable. It's about protecting their country, completing those critical missions.
I can't even imagine the pressure those guys operate under. So how did that shared purpose play out?
It binds them together, motivates them, pushes them to be better. They know why they're there, what they're fighting for.
It's that shared understanding, that feeling of we're all in this together, that allows them to achieve those extraordinary things.
Exactly. And it's not just about life or death situations. That principle applies to any team.
So finding that shared why is crucial no matter what you're working towards.
Absolutely. It's about connecting those everyday tasks to something bigger, something meaningful.
I'm starting to see how those three principles, they all kind of feed into each other, don't they?
They do. They work together to create this environment where teams can truly thrive.
Okay, this is all fascinating stuff, but I'm sure our listeners are wondering,
how do we actually put these principles into practice?
Right, because it's one thing to hear about Pixar and SEAL teams, but what about our everyday work lives?
That's the million-dollar question, right? How do we take these kind of big ideas and make them work for us, for our teams?
Right, because we're not all Pixar animators or Navy SEALs.
Exactly. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be this huge, complicated thing.
Oh, so you're saying you don't need a complete overhaul of your entire company culture?
Not at all. It's more about small, consistent actions, kind of like building blocks.
Okay, I like that, building blocks. So where do we start? What's our foundation?
Well, Coyle would say those three core principles: safety, vulnerability, purpose.
Right, right, of course. But how do we actually, you know, put them into practice?
Well, let's take them one by one. First up, safety. It's all about creating that space where everyone feels comfortable speaking their mind.
So no idea is a bad idea. Everyone feels heard, even if it doesn't end up being the way forward.
Exactly. And a big part of that is active listening. Really tuning in when someone's sharing something.
Not just waiting for your turn to talk, but actually engaging with what they're saying.
Yes. Asking questions, acknowledging their perspective, even if you don't agree with it.
So it's about respecting different viewpoints, fostering that sense of, hey, my opinion matters here.
Absolutely. And remember, safety also means setting clear expectations for how we treat each other.
Right. So no interrupting or personal attacks, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's about creating a respectful environment where everyone feels safe to contribute.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, vulnerability, that one always feels a little trickier, you know?
It does, especially in a work setting where we're often taught to project this image of, I've got it all figured out.
Right, like admitting you need help is a sign of weakness or something.
But it's actually the opposite. Mm-hmm. True strength comes from acknowledging our limitations.
So how do we start to embrace that, to be more vulnerable, especially if it doesn't come naturally?
It starts with small steps. Maybe it's admitting you don't have the answer to something.
Or asking for help on a project when you're feeling stuck.
Exactly. And remember Greg Popovich, that legendary basketball coach we talked about?
Yeah, the one who's not afraid to show a little vulnerability.
He's a perfect example of how it can actually build trust and respect.
Because it shows you're human. You're not afraid to be yourself. And that gives others permission to do the same.
Okay, so we've got safety, vulnerability. What about purpose? How do we keep that fire alive?
Especially when you're bogged down in those day-to-day tasks, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
Right, you can start to feel like, what's the point of all this?
Exactly. And that's where communication is key. Regularly reminding yourselves as a team what you're working towards.
So connecting those everyday actions to the larger mission, that shared why.
Yes. And don't underestimate the power of celebrating those small wins along the way.
Because those little victories, they add up. And they remind us that we're making progress.
It's like, hey, we're one step closer to reaching that goal, and that can be super motivating.
Totally. And you know what? Creating a truly great team culture, it's not a one-and-done thing.
Right. It's not like you check those three boxes and you're good to go.
It's an ongoing process, always evolving, always adapting. But the rewards are huge.
Absolutely. Stronger connections, increased creativity, that feeling of being part of something truly special.
And that's something worth striving for. So, listeners, think about your own teams. How can you bring a little more safety, vulnerability, and purpose into your work lives? Remember, even small changes can have a big impact. And that wraps up another deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, Keep learning and keep building those amazing teams.